If you have your Bible and want to follow along, it's also going to be on the screen. We're in a two-part series called Family Values and Standing for Family Values. Family values matter. Do y'all know that? Say yes or no. Amen? Doing right. Making right choices for your family. It's not anything goes. It's okay. Did you know God didn't write His book and just say, hey, you do whatever you want to. It doesn't matter. That's not the Bible. The Bible doesn't teach that at all. We need help. For example, in my life, when I became a Christian, I didn't know how to live. I mean, I'd been trained by my mama and dad, you know, but I didn't see daddy much. And mama, you know, it's anything goes. But God's Word's not like that. God's Word teaches us how to live. It teaches us what we ought to value in life. Y'all listen to me this morning. Amen? Okay. So let's look at a couple of weeks on family values. All right. Hey, we do have a nursery because I've got a mind like a child. So if they can keep doing that, y'all got to help me. All right? Praise God. Amen. Joy, you can help if you have him helping there. Amen. Here we go. All right? Y'all listening. It ain't y'all got the problem. I do. Here we go. Let's do it. Stand for family values. Family values are learned from the Word of God. They're learned from people in our life that can pass them down to us, okay? But you might have had somebody in your life that passed you something that you don't want to catch. You understand? You might have somebody that raised you wrong. You might have been in a church that taught you the wrong thing about how to live your life. You think there are churches out there that do that, yes or no? You think some moms and dads just live life by a suit of pants and raise a little hay and yes or no? Say, absolutely. Well, see, that's not God's plan for your life. God's plan is for you to have certain values and certain things that you do that honor Him and that's pleasing to Him, but it's good for you. So family values. And I want to look today at Moses, and I want to look at Joshua. And I want you to see how family values matter and how they're passed down. Let's check it out. Here we go. Come on. Joshua. Say that name with me, would you? Joshua. His name means what? God saves. His name's familiar to who else has that name? Jesus. Jesus. God saves. Joshua. Say it with me. Come on. Y'all gonna be all right. Look this way. Y'all looking? Here we go. God saves. That's his name, Joshua. Joshua was a mighty man of courage. And he said something later on in his life. But we're going to get to that today. We're not going to start at what he said. We're going to see him working his way up to where he got to in life and how he became the man that he was to be able to pass along to his people some serious values. So let's try to see what we can do this morning. Here we go. We first see Joshua as a victorious commander in Exodus 17. If you're looking in your Bible to find Joshua, the first time you're going to see him is he is a commander, a victorious commander. We had a lot of stuff in the news this week, didn't we? About our main commander over there in Afghanistan saying things, or his staff saying things, and we had a big change, didn't we? Thank God we at least got a person like David Petraeus that can come in, you know? But commanders, we're seeing situations in our country right now. Listen, Joshua was a commander. That's what he did. That's what you see in the Word of God. Let's look at it. Moses said unto Joshua, choose us out men. Go out. Fight with Amalek. Tomorrow I will stand on the top of the hill with the rod of God in my hand. So Joshua did as Moses had said to him. He fought with Amalek. And Moses, Aaron, and Hur went up to the top of the hill. Keep looking. It came to pass when Moses held up his hand that Israel prevailed. When he let down his hand, Amalek prevailed. But Moses' hands were heavy. And they took a stone and put it under him. And he sat thereon. And Aaron and Hur stayed up his hands. The one on the one side, the one on the other side. And his hands were steady until the going down of the sun. And Joshua, nice word, discomfited. Okay, means kicked tail. Okay, discomfited Amalek and his people with the edge of the sword. And the Lord said unto Moses, write this for a memorial in a book. Rehearse it. Say that with me. Rehearse it. One more time. Rehearse it in the ears of Joshua, for I will utterly put out of the remembrance of Amalek from under heaven. That word, rehearse it. Family values are rehearsed. You listening? Values. These are things that we need to speak of. So often, if we talk about values or things that we believe in, how we ought to live our life, many times we look at, well, you're just trying to judge me because you know. Listen, you can live the life the way you want to. I'm going to tell you this morning, there's a way to live your life that will help your life. If you'll have the same values that God has. Amen. And get in line. That's part of what made America great. Our values of this country. You think all those scriptures and everything just jumped up on them stones in Washington, D.C.? Yes or no? No, people who believed in God. People who had values. And we need as a church and as families to have values. I think it's the greatest, one of the greatest American things you can do. And so God tells Moses, don't let this event where Joshua was successful and how this all went about, don't let it just slip. Rehearse it in his ears. Because God had a great plan for Joshua. And he was going to be a mighty leader. Without values, we'll never be great leaders. I have to, as pastor of this church, I need to have values. Amen? I don't want to have little crazy preferences. When I first became a Christian, they told me, and this is the truth, they told me it was a shame and a sin if hair touched my ears. Now, it does say in the Bible it's a shame for a man to have long hair, but some of this stuff, I'm telling you, it's not all through the Word that you see that, that's for sure. All right? And some things are custom. But I'm telling you what, if I had hair again, it'd be long. I'm telling you that right now. You know? That's a preference. That's not a value. Y'all hear that or not? Preference. Okay? It was seen as a value that if ladies came to church where I used to go years ago, you always had to wear a dress. That's all right. If you like, that's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. But don't confuse that with necessarily a value. A value would be, not that you always got to wear a dress, but when you dress, you would dress modestly. That would be a value. Do y'all see the difference? Yes or no? Okay? Values. Now, those aren't necessarily the biggest values of all, but I'm just throwing a couple of things out as I'm going. All right? Joshua. This great event had happened. Moses said, God said, rehearse it over and over because he's going to be a great leader. Leaders need values. Okay? Joshua went with Moses part of the way. The point I'm trying to make in this message is Moses was always there with Joshua, and Joshua was hanging out with Moses, and something was getting passed down to Joshua. And he was going to be a great leader. And he's catching some values along the way. So he goes with Moses part of the way when he received the Ten Commandments on the tablets of stone. And one of the greatest ways you can get values in your life is memorize the Ten Commandments. Can you say that with me? Memorize the Ten Commandments. How many have memorized the Ten Commandments with me before? Can I see your hands? How many know you got the Ten Commandments down right now, and if I call on you, you can pick any one of them? How many is brave enough to do it? Way? Here we go. Number 4. What is it? Boom! Out of the park. Did he get it? Say. Just that quick. We have a video out there. You can get it. You can learn them in 30 minutes. That's the best way you can learn tremendous values that God laid down. And guess who was with Moses when these values got laid down? He was waiting halfway up the hill. Guess what his name was? Joshua. Look at it. And the Lord said unto Moses, come up to me into the mount. Be there. I'll give you tables of stone and a law and commandments which I have written that thou mayest what? Help me one more time. That thou mayest what? And Moses rose up and his minister who? And Moses went up to the mount of God. And he said unto the elders, tarry ye here for us while until we come again unto you. And behold, Aaron and Hur are with you. If any man have any matters to do, let it come unto them. And Moses went up into the mount, and a cloud covered the mount. And the glory of the Lord abode upon Mount Sinai, and the cloud covered it 6 days. And the seventh day he called unto Moses out of the midst of the cloud, and the sight of the glory of the Lord was like a devouring fire on the top of the mount in the eyes of the children of Israel. And Moses went into the midst of the cloud and got him up into the mount. And Moses was in the mount 40 days and 40 nights. Keep looking. Joshua was halfway up that mountain when he's receiving those commandments. He's tagging along. I'm telling you, best thing Joshua would ever do. He was going to be a great leader for God. He was catching something from Moses. Values. leadership, learning. And so, where is he? Joshua's the first one. He's halfway up. He's the first one to meet Moses when he's coming down that hill. Okay? Keep looking. Moses turned and went down from the mount, and the two tables of the testimony were in his hand. The tables were written on both sides. On the one side and on the other side, they were, and the tables were the work of God. And the writing was the writing of God graven upon these tablets. And when Joshua heard the noise of the people down yonder, as they shouted, he said unto Moses, "There's a noise of war in the camp." Because he's a warrior. You know, Joshua's ready to fight all the time. Amen? And Moses said, "It's not the voice of them that shout for mastery. That ain't what I'm hearing. Neither is it the voice of them that cry for being overcome, but the noise of them that what? Sing." They partying. Y'all know what happened down there, right? Amen? It came to pass as soon as he came nigh to the camp, he saw a golden calf. He saw the dancing. They're worshiping this golden calf. And Moses' anger waxed hot, and he cast the tables out of his hand, and he did what with them? He what? Broke them. Okay? What's the point? Here's the point I'm trying to make, is that Joshua was with Moses every step of the way, and he is receiving values. What are you leaving behind? Say. What do people think when they hang out with you? Say. Y'all listening or not this morning? What are you passing on? I had the joy the other day of eating with John Isley, Big Larry, Robert, Mitch, Edwin, and Hugo. Is that right? Your whole crew. I went out to eat lunch with them, Joy and I. Had lunch with the crew. They're all sweating like pigs. We're sitting there eating. But it was a good thing. I mean, at that table, there were some values being passed. Y'all hearing what I'm talking about? Okay? If you have a business, is your business putting forth values or crooked practices? How about in your home? Are your kids seeing that you are giving forth values? People that you hang with. Values are important. If this country's going to succeed, somebody's got to have some values. Are y'all hearing me say? We gone crazy, ain't we? Y'all think we're all right? You sound like you're fine. I don't know. Maybe I'm the only nut up here. Okay? When Moses moved the tabernacle outside the camp. So the tabernacle's moving. You people down there are fools. And so the tabernacle's getting away. Go move it. Who is with him and who's left in charge of the tabernacle when Moses moves it? Somebody take a wild guess. Joshua. Keep looking. And Moses took the tabernacle. He pitched it without the camp, afar from the camp. He called it the tabernacle of the congregation. It came to pass that every one which sought the Lord, they went out unto the tabernacle of the congregation, which was without the camp. And the Lord spake unto Moses face to face as a man speaks to his friend. I love that verse. He turned again into the camp, but his servant what? Joshua, the son of Nun, a young man, departed not out of the tabernacle. So Joshua, hanging close by Moses. Joshua's getting something passed down to him. Joshua's growing and becoming a leader. I love that here at Fellowship. Just this morning in that truck praying with, I think we had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 guys praying. And I've just seen growth in the guys that are in that truck with me. And some of these guys have been Christians for years. You can be a Christian for a long time and still not grow. But to see the growth, to see, hear them pray, to hear what's coming out of their mouth, man, that's what our country needs. It needs that kind of stuff. And I loved it. And I can see that. And I love that. I see several of you grow. I look out here and I see several of you that are growing in the Lord. You know what that does for me? Makes me feel fantastic. Makes me feel like my life has meaning. Y'all hearing me? Yes or no? What we do matters here. I got a message coming up in the second service. It's how to basically get accepted into Harvard University. Did you know what we teach here at Fellowship Church on Sunday morning is far, 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 far closer to what Harvard University taught in the 1600s, 1700s than anything they teach today? You have a better chance of getting a Harvard education right here on a Sunday morning the way they did it in the 1600s, 1700s, which built that great institution, helped build this nation, than you do today from so many universities in our country. That's sad. Is that sad or what? Say. Okay. Values. I was reading history books this week trying to get ready for all this stuff. And it just helped me in my life. Gary, you have purpose in your life. I heard God speak to me. Keep doing what you're doing. Keep preaching. Keep telling people what's right to do. It's a good thing. Amen. Instead of me patting you on the head and making you feel good all the time. All right? We need to change. We need to learn how to do things. I don't know. You're awfully quiet this morning. Joshua was one of the what? 12 chosen to spy out the land of. I mean, you got to keep in mind, Moses could have picked anybody. But God has a man in his life that he's raising up, he's passing values down to, and God has a plan, and he's making a great leader. These are the names of the men which Moses sent to spy out the land, and Moses called Joshua, the son of Nun, Joshua. Okay? So he was there. Only Joshua and Caleb came back after spying out the land and gave what kind of report? What am I saying? See, he had been next to Moses. He had been with Moses. He was a commander. He was a leader. And so when they looked and they spied out giants in the land, Joshua came back with Caleb and said, we can take it. We can whoop them. We can do it. That kind of attitude didn't happen overnight. He had that attitude because he walked with Moses. He had seen God work. He'd seen God do amazing things. And Joshua the son of Nun and Caleb the son of Jephunneh, which were of them that searched the land, they rent their clothes. When everybody's speaking evil about and getting depressed and we can't do this, they rent their clothes. They spake unto all the company of the children of Israel, saying, the land which we passed through to search it is an exceeding good land. If the Lord delight in us, then he will bring us into this land. He will give it to us. It's a land that flows with milk and honey. You want to have great values? Watch who you spend some time. People around you all the time are talking negative. We can't do. We can't succeed. We can't do. You're going to kill you. It's going to be crazy. Amen? Look at Joshua, man, and Caleb. They're hooked up. They can do this thing. Keep looking. Joshua is chosen of the Lord to do what? Somebody tell me. Succeed Moses as the leader of Israel. Seems like a natural choice, doesn't it? Did you know natural choices don't just happen? This was work. This was labor. This was Joshua being there. This was Joshua listening. You want to be a leader? You want to pass values? You want to be a great dad, a great father, a great businessman, a great mom, a great leader? Values. Be there. It takes effort. And the Lord said unto Moses, behold, thy days approach that you must die. Be a tough talk. Call Joshua, present yourselves in the tabernacle of the congregation, that I might give him a charge. And Moses and Joshua went and presented themselves in the tabernacle of the congregation. And he gave Joshua the son of Nun a charge. He said, be strong and of a good courage, for thou shalt bring the children of Israel into the land which I swear unto them, and I will be with you. Keep looking. So Joshua is picked to be the leader, to take over after Moses. Now he assumes charge of leadership. This all didn't just happen. Values, being there, listening. Okay? Now, after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spoke unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now, therefore, arise, go over this Jordan, you and all this people, unto a land which I do give to them, even to the children of Israel. Only, Joshua, be strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe. Read this verse with me. That thou mayest observe to do, help me please, according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Help me here. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the... Help me on this last part. That thou mayest whithersoever thou goest. Can we jump back up? But back it up. Back it up. Back it up. Let's do it one more time. We're on to something here. Pop this up. Right here. Right there. Will you start right there? Turn not from it to the right hand or to the... That thou mayest, whithersoever thou goest. I know you think I'm just blowing smoke up here sometimes. I'm telling you. The Word of God. Reading it. Eating it up. Following it. You want values in your life. You want to be successful. You want to be a leader. You want to be a good father. You want to be a good husband. You want to be a great wife. A phenomenal lady. Business lady. Whatever. Eat that stuff up. This is phenomenal. This is how you do it. This book of the law shall not depart out of your what? God talking to Joshua. This law is not going to, don't let it depart out of your what? Do you think a lot of places today in our country the words departed say yes or no? Absolutely. We've got living proof right before our eyes. What happens when you do that? But thou shalt what? Meditate. You think that's just like, now lay me down and sleep, a little quick prayer. You're going to be spending a little time with God. Say, spend a little time in His Word. Meditate therein day and night. Why? That thou mayest observe to do according to all that's written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way, and then thou shalt have good what? And a lot of us just waiting for a government check. What the heck? Put some time in. Read the Word. One of the things we prayed for in the truck this morning, was for more and more and more and more at fellowship to start having that daily time in the Word of God. You want to have values? Listen, you hang out with me, you hang out with others in this church that love God, and I think you are going to find some people that are trying to live for God. But I'm telling you what, that alone, that's not going to cut it. You got to be in the Word. If Joshua had to be in the Word, you got to be in the Word. Amen? If you want to see a prosperous way, if you want God to give you success, but that success is going to come through those things that you're learning from the Word of God on how to live. And there's not been anything written better yet than the Ten Commandments that can help you have great values. Joshua's final words. This is where I was wanting to get to, and we're almost done. And we'll do a little quick perusal, Raj. So Joshua becomes a leader. He's in Moses' train all the time, learning. Now he's the leader. Now he's led. And they accomplished everything that they were going to accomplish for God. It's phenomenal. And now he's ready to depart. I want you to see what his words were, his final words to Israel. Look at this. Here they are. And Joshua gathered all the tribes of Israel to Shechem, and he called for the elders of Israel and for their heads and for their judges and for their offices, and they presented themselves before God. And this is a huge government meeting. Everybody's there. The head of this, the head of that, everybody. And here's what he says. And I've given you a land for which you did not labor, God speaking, through Joshua, to Joshua. Cities which you did not build. It's amazing to me. It ticks me off. I'm probably going to make some of you mad. It ticks me off. People that come into government and have these ideas, it just kills me sometimes. This country was built on men and women of God who loved God and loved Jesus Christ. And yet it's almost a crime now if you say Jesus. That bothers me. It ticks me off. You're going to screw up our country? With crazy man, it's insanity. I'm not talking about just now this administration. I'm talking about it's been happening for a long time. Look at this leader. He didn't give a hoot. He's going to stand for what's right, for God. I want everybody who's in charge of everything, you come listen to me. Joshua talking. You didn't build it. Look around. You didn't build this place. God did it. This is Joshua speaking. And you dwell in it. You see those vineyards and olive yards that God gave you? You didn't build all that. God did it. Things that's out there planted, He did all that for you. Now therefore, say it with me, fear the, reverence Him, honor Him, fear Him. Serve Him in what? Sincerity and truth. Put away the gods which your fathers served on the other side of the flood. Lose that crap. Follow me. He's a strong man, isn't he? Say. Leadership. Serve ye. Somebody tell me the who. Okay? Flat out. Plain Jane. Here's what Joshua said. If it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, if you're so weak and spineless, if it seems evil for you to serve the Lord, if it's not politically correct for you to serve the Lord, listen to the man. Choose you this day whom you will serve. Okay? Whether the gods which your father served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell, would you say this with me? Come on. Can we say it loud? Here's Joshua talking. But as for me and my what? House. we will serve the values. It didn't start right there with that speech he gave. It started when he was in the army. Way back there. When Moses was holding his hands were being held up. Y'all remember where it started? Say. And he followed him. And he heard. And he received that teaching. And he became that great leader. Amen? I love this. A lot of people want to put that on a little plaque and stick it on the house. But as for me and my house, we'll serve the Lord. How many have something like that in your house somewhere? See, several of you got something like that. And I think that's great, but I'm going to tell you something. It's more than just a plaque. A plaque ain't going to cut it. Values are caught. You got to catch values. If you didn't have somebody pass them down to you, you're going to get some values at coming to Fellowship Church. I tell you that right now. That's one place you're going to get them. But man, listen, we're just a drop in the bucket compared to what kind of values you could get if you start having a daily time in the Word of God with God and say, God, here I am. Here I am. And tell Him, I'm screwed up. Just tell Him, hey, I'm screwed up. I don't know nothing. Just tell Him, talk bad English. That's fine. I don't know nothing. Here I am. But I want to catch something from you. You start doing that, and I'll guarantee it, you're going to find your life changing. You're going to see some values come into your life, things that matter, things that are important, things that line up to God. God, things you love, I want to love. God, things you hate, I want to hate. Things that you want me to do, I want to do. And your life will change. How many can testify with a hand this morning up? That has happened in your life. You're not bragging. You're just saying that's the truth. That's just the way it is. It doesn't start at the end. Joshua started at the beginning. Wherever you're at today, if your values, if those things that really matter to God aren't in your life, today is a starting place. You can make a difference in America right where you live. Can you start in your house? Say, instead of griping about the government all the time, how about starting your house? Can we change your house? What's your address? Say, can we work on that piece of America? Hello. Amen? Can we work here at Fellowship Church? Instead of griping about all the churches that are bad in the world and the United States, can we work right here and make this place a good place? Amen? Better and better and better and better and better and better and better. That's what I'm talking about today. A little crazy. Next week, we're going to look at the Ten Commandments. Not the way I've done it before. We are going to use some of those crazy imagery. But next week, on the 4th of July, we're going to look at 10 values that come from the Ten Commandments. 10 values that come from the Ten Commandments, and we get them right from God's own finger. God's own finger. And not just the commandments themselves, but the values that I found when I studied each commandment. There was something that God spoke to my heart about that I could see clear as crystal, values that I think we need to have. Amen? Let's stand together. Thank you. That's all I got time for. I'm late.